The Max FM Breakfast Show Podcast.
Breakfast Show Podcast.
The best bits from the show.
The best bits from the show.
And stuff we didn't have time for. In the morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing really well and really excited to have you in the studio. Now, you've based in Sydney, Cassidy, and you've just passed through because you're in Ballina on Friday. Tell me, what was in Ballina?
Say No to Bullying Day was in Ballina Public School, and as Chloe's Law official youth ambassador, I was able to go up there and sing their anthem to the school, which was phenomenal.
Now, tell me about Chloe's Law. What is it?
Chloe's Law was actually started after a girl called Chloe Ferguson. She lost her mum in 2006, and unfortunately, she was bullied at school for not having a mother. Out of all things, it's something she can't control.
Yeah.
One day last year, she was getting off the bus going home like she normally would, and a group of girls was actually waiting for her at the end of the bus stop, and they bashed her to the ground, and she covered her face with her hands. Somebody actually videoed her getting bashed and threatened to put it up later that evening onto Facebook and other social medias. And 2 days later, after she was bashed and bullied and people were threatening to humiliate her on social media, she felt no other option than to take her life. And that was September 12th last year. So the family, out of such a negative situation, they've taken such a positive spin on it and created a non-profit charity which is all about anti-bullying, and they're able to create anti-bullying laws.
How long have you been the youth ambassador?
Very recently, actually, after I just released my debut single, Be Strong, Cassie from Chloe's Law and I were talking, and she asked me to be the official youth ambassador once she heard the song, which coincidentally her motto for Chloe's Law is Stand Up, Be Strong, and my song is called Be Strong.
Well, I was just about to say that you've passed the 10,000 club, but you said no, you're not in the 10,000 club.
No, until
you've surpassed me. I got so excited and I was going to welcome you to the 10,000 club.
Thank you, I feel really pleasure.
But you've overtaken me.
I don't know how it's happened. I'm so grateful for everyone that's connected with me, and I just really love making new friends and I love connecting with people, so it's great that people have started befriending me on Twitter. I really don't call them followers, they're all my friends really, because I make an effort to talk to every single one, which is quite fun.
And that's how we met.
Yes,
of all places.
It is. What a small world now.
I know. Now, what a great platform to share the lovely message of saying no to bullying. And
exactly.
Your single, Be Strong, tell me about how this came about. How did it start?
Well, Be Strong, I was actually inspired to write it after the passing of one of my good friends and an experience of bullying personally. But I believe bullying is all about relationships, and I think we need to encourage positive, inclusive environments for it to end. I wrote Be Strong. I don't really think about how I write it. It just comes to me, really. And I really like the quote, music expresses what feelings sound like, and it's something that can't be silenced. And I really take that on board, because usually when I'm writing music, I just feel it and I write. And I wrote Be Strong within about half an hour to an hour, and I produced it with the amazing Nat Love, who's produced for Coldplay and Delta Goodrum and Adele. So that's been amazing getting to learn from him. That's how it actually started. And then the official music video is all about anti-bullying. So it's all about acknowledging pain, encouraging strength, and moving on.
And I love the cupcake. The cupcake's brilliant.
Thanks. My brother loved it too. The cupcake smashing into the back of my head.
Yes.
That's actually my brother. I really think he should become an actor. He looks like a real thug. Nobody in the video is actually bullies. They're all my friends. But actually, funny story. Surprisingly, while we were there, and on the day while we were filming, because it was a whole day filming just one take, all my friends were there, and we were talking about bullying because that was the topic of the day. And I'd actually heard some horrific stories of bullying, like people, like even moving schools to getting away from it, and it got worse and worse. It really broke my heart, because I'd never heard those stories before from them, and they were such bubbly and bright people, and they'd been bullied so much. It's inconceivable. It's horrifying how they can be treated.
Yeah.
And it doesn't just stop in schools. Like, it happens in the workplace.
Yeah, look, it's one of those things that is a kind of, I guess it's a stain on society, really, and it's something that we've started I can relate back in high school, started to scrub it out, and then social media came along, and that's just
bullying.
It's just taken a whole new twist. But it is great to see that there are people with such a positive message, putting that out there like you are.
Well, definitely. And Chloe's Law, actually recently, they have such a massive following on Facebook. They have around 300,000 people on Facebook, and they, on the year anniversary of Chloe's passing, Cassie of Chloe's Law and all of Chloe's Law actually collected a 49,000 plus signed petition mm-hmm. from people all around Australia. And on behalf of Chloe's Law, Senator Abbott actually submitted it into Parliament, and that opened a way for anti-bullying laws, specifically cyberbullying laws, to be introduced into Australian law, which is actually fantastic because they're actually doing work now.
Absolutely brilliant. Now tell me, how did... So obviously Be Strong is your debut single, but you've done really cool covers like Soldiers, you've done Brave...
Oh,
brilliant.
I loved
that. Absolutely brilliant. How did you start? How long have you been in around music? How did you start?
To be honest, I've been singing for as long as I can remember. I think the kickstarter to my musical journey was actually in Year 5, and mm-hmm. I played the lead in one of my school musicals. I was Mrs. Noah in Go Noah.
Cool.
This angry little hag of a woman. It was great fun. I got to wear, like, curlers in my hair. It was good fun. But there, I joined the Australian Girls Choir, which is also known as Qantas Choir. So I had.
Were you in the Qantas ad?
No.
No.
The girls were so small in the ad. I'm really tall. So, no, I wasn't picked. But anyway.
Side story, one of my friends, who I've known for probably 3 years.
Yeah.
Didn't know this about her, and all of a sudden she goes, oh yeah, it came up in conversation, and she goes, oh yeah, I was in that.
Really?
I was in the ad, yeah.
Oh, so she was part of Australian Girls Choir.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's either Australian Girls Choir or Australian Youth Choir. So that's really fascinating.
Yeah.
I love hearing good stories because...
Small world.
I know. I talk to people all the time and they tell me their stories and we go, oh my gosh, this is so interesting because I had like a cool story too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think 6 degrees of separation is now 5 or 4.
It's, yes.
It's really started to simmer down.
I love 6 degrees of separation though, because I'm like, I know this person who knows this person who's done this. And yeah, it's really cool. But yeah, that's kind of how my music career started, and mm-hmm. I had amazing opportunities with Australian Girls Choir. I mean, I performed for Ellen when she came to Australia, which was awesome. 3 o'clock in the morning, get up and waiting at the airport.
I know how that feels.
Oh, yes. My goodness, yes. There was bags under our eyes and we were like, yes, we're singing this and you're dancing with us.
So why do you think I have these nice big glasses?
I can totally see.
They cover the bags really well.
I didn't even notice them, so there you go.
There we go.
Can't even say that.
Oh, stop.
I'm just...
Not really for radio anyway, but tell me, debut single Be Strong is out now. Is there an album on the way soon?
Well, actually, in the next 2 weeks, I'll be filming my official music video for my next single.
Ooh, what's it called?
I can't tell you. It's a secret, but I will tell you, it's completely different from Be Strong. Oops, I just smacked my mic. It's completely different from Be Strong. It's fun and upbeat, and, you know, Be Strong was such a serious note. I wanted, I was just about to say it, I wanted the next single to be
rewind the tape and see if we can work out what it was.
I wanted my next single to be a bit fun and show my fun side, because I am a happy person, and, you know, I'm 18 and I'm single and life should be fun.
Sounds like it. And look, thank you for coming by.
Thank you so much for having
Star
me.
Star East Studios, it's great to have you in.
It's great to be here.
What do you think of the area? I hear tomorrow you're going...
to home. I'm actually staying in Foster at the moment today.
Yep.
And my mum and I are going on a little road trip, us girls, because I need a roadie because we're taking the piano.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going out kayaking or maybe paddleboarding tomorrow, so it's going to be good. We're right by the beach.
Mum has her head down, not looking forward to it.
I appreciate her driving me, so we'll probably do something together. Mum's like my best friend. I love her, so it's all good.
Sounds good. Now, to find out more information on Chloe's Law, to find out more information on Be Strong, your debut single, what did you say the name of the upcoming single was?
It's a secret. Yeah.
I'll stop trying.
Girl must have her secrets.
Okay. Where do we go for more info? Where can we find you online?
My website, www.cassidyray, that's CassidyRae.com.
Fantastic. It is an absolute ball having you in the studio this
morning. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.